We turn now to outcome 2.7, believe, explain and practice the key biblical doctrines. In this section I have included a summary of what I believe to be the key doctrines. I have drawn material from various sources including Bible.org, LearnReligions.com and the book A Student's A to Z of Theology, edited by Bill Domeris and Kevin Smith. Here your students must demonstrate that they not only believe sound doctrine, but they actually do it. Some key scriptures: Titus chapter 1 verse 9, chapter 2 verses 1, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 3 and 4, Luke chapter 20 verses 27 to 40, and Titus chapter 3 verses 4 to 8 will help you. Firstly, the Lordship of Christ. In a very helpful article entitled 10 Things You Should Know About the Lordship of Christ, Vern Poitras rightly says that, quote, as a result of his resurrection and ascension, Christ has been enthroned at the right hand of God the Father with universal dominion, end quote. He, God the Father, worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 23. He points out that Christ is one person and his rule over all things is a single unified rule. But he does so in two respects, because he is God and also because he has achieved the final victory over sin and death through his resurrection and ascension. He is God and man is one person on the throne of the universe. Then, resurrection. On his website, John Piper gives a useful summary of 1 Corinthians 15, one of the most important chapters in Paul's writings. 1. Christ died for us and rose again. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, verses 3 to 4. 2. He verified his resurrection by large public appearances. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep, verse 6. 3. Because Christ has risen, we are not still in our sins. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Verse 17. 4. Because Christ has risen, our afflicted lives are not pitiable. If we have hoped in Christ in this life alone, we are of all men most to be pitied. Verse 19. 5. We who trust Christ will be raised from the dead at Christ's second coming. For as in Adam all his posterity die, so also in Christ all will his posterity be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ's at his coming, verses 22-23. 6. Christ now reigns invincibly over the universe. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. Verses 25 and 26. 7. Our resurrection body will be imperishable, glorious, powerful, and spiritual. Our resurrection body is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. Verses 42-44. 8. Living or dead, we shall be given new bodies in an instant at Christ's coming. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Verses 51 and 52. 9. Death now has no sting, and will be swallowed up in victory. You can see that in verses 54 and 55. 10. Christ suffered for sin, and satisfied the law for us. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 56 and 57. And lastly, 11. Therefore, do huge amounts of Christ-exalting work, because none of it is in vain. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Verse 58.